के कमाई में लग जाना है। निरोगी बनने के लिए, निरोगी बनने के लिए याद में मजबूत रहना है। वरदान, सारे दिन में वरदान काम आता है ना। ड्रामा के ढाल को
द ब्लेसिंग
सामने रख, खुशी की खुराक खाने वाले
मे यू बी
सदा शक्तिशाली भव।
कॉन्स्टेंटली पावरफुल बाय ईटिंग द नरिशमेंट ऑफ हैप्पीनेस एंड कीपिंग द शील्ड ऑफ द ड्रामा इन फ्रंट ऑफ यू।
आत्मा को शक्तिशाली बना देता है।
द नरिशमेंट ऑफ हैप्पीनेस मेक्स द सोल पावरफुल।
कहते भी है,
इट इज सेड,
खुशी जैसी खुराक नहीं,
देयर इज नो नरिशमेंट लाइक हैप्पीनेस।
इसके लिए
फॉर दिस
ड्रामा के ढाल को
यूज द शील्ड
अच्छी तरह से कार्य में लगाओ।
वेरी वेल।
मामा किए पहले पहले छोटे थे ज्ञान की तलवार,
योग का
कवच, ड्रामा की ढाल
ऑफ नॉलेज
पहले पहले मामा किए।
ड्रामा
ज्ञान की तलवार, योग का कवच,
ड्रामा की ढाल ऑफ योगा,
कभी हार नहीं होगी। तलवार हाथ में हो, कवच न हो, ढाल न हो,
एंड द शील्ड of drama. How would it seem if one was missing?
यदि सदा ड्रामा की स्मृति रहे,
if you are always aware of the drama,
कभी भी मुरझा नहीं सकते,
in a second, you can never wilt.
खुशी गायब नहीं हो सकती,
and your happiness can never disappear.
क्यों, ये ड्रामा कल्याणकारी है।
इसलिए
कल्याणकारी दशा में भी कल्याण समाया हुआ है।
अंडरस्टैंड दैट देयर इज बेनिफिट मर्ज्ड इन सदा खुश रहेंगे। ऑफ द ड्रामा दैट डज नॉट अपीयर बेनेवोलेंट यू विल ऑलवेज रिमेन हैप्पी। स्लोगन
और प्रदर्शन के दूर से दूर रहने वाले पर चिंतन,
may you remain far from the mud of thinking about others and looking at others. True invaluable diamonds are those who remain far from the mud of thinking about others and of looking at others. Om Shanti. This is Brother Mark. I'm sure you know him, Sister Diana's son, who came many times from Germany for weekends and long weekends to be with Diana. We'll have some meditation first.
Come in. राहों पर चलना है, हमें उन राहों पर चलना है जहाँ गिरना और संभलना है, हमें उन राहों पर चलना है जहाँ गिरना और संभलना है, हम हैं ओडिए औरों के लिए जिन्हें तूफानों में जलना है, हमें उन राहों पर चलना है और संभलना है। जब तक ना लगन हो सीने में बेकार है ऐसे जीने में, जब तक ना लगन हो सीने में बेकार है ऐसे जीने चंदा की तरह, सूरज की तरह नहीं ढलना है, हमें उन राहों पर चलना है जहाँ गिरना और संभलना है, हम हैं ओडिए औरों के लिए जिन्हें तूफानों में जलना है, हमें उन राहों पर चलना है जहाँ गिरना संभलना है। आकाश से आती है ये सदा, हम आए अगर तू जीना जला, आकाश से आती है ये सदा, हम आए अगर तू जीना जला, कभी हम है यहाँ कभी है खुशियाँ, हर हाल में हमको पलना है, हमें उन राहों पर चलना है जहाँ गिरना और संभलना है, हम हैं ओडिए औरों के लिए इन्हें तूफानों में जलना है,
हमें उन राहों पर चलना है और संभलना है,
Shanti, good morning. I'd like to take the opportunity to thank the entire London family for caring for me these past few weeks while I was here. There's too many names to recite all in one go here and now. But there are souls that made it possible for me to stay so very close to the family here in the house and coordinated my stays and worried about my well-being and cared for me all this time. And also those that gave me lifts to and from the hospice, that was a great help. And generally those that are always there for me whenever I needed somebody to speak to. And also think of those in the night shift, which is my normal time to be active. And those that are normally on night shift, the brothers, and those that are surprisingly on night shift when they hung around to speak to me. Those that helped me arrange the funeral, and to everyone who made it a very beautiful ceremony. And also those that were very close at my side during the funeral and the days leading up and the days after the funeral. And then last but not least, the wonderful cooks that took care of my other well-being. So I guess it means thanks to everyone in the same way. I'm also very grateful to all who sent cards and good wishes to my mother, and all the gifts and good vibrations. Those who visited my mother, and again to all the BK family for the love over the years. And, of course, in the past half year, the support and comfort given to my mother. My heart wishes I could give gifts to all of you, but I think my car wasn't quite big enough. So I do have a little something for Daddy, and there's a little story attached to that. When I came in December, around the time of the pantomime, I brought a gift for my mother. And she kept telling me how much she enjoyed that. She had it in a room in Sukhadam the whole time. And she also said whenever Daddy came into the room, her eyes were always drawn to this gift there. So because she told me this so often, I have here for Daddy a brand new gift. It's the same one. I may just unpack it in a second. I know that after being here for the past few weeks, that by giving this gift to Daddy, she will be able to return the love and joy of this gift, probably 100-fold to all of you. So, yeah, thanks again to all and to Daddy.
Daddy, yahan baithunga. Daddy'd like you to wait just a few minutes because there's something she wants to give you, so it's just on its way, it's walking. Om Shanti. Yesterday, I had the opportunity of being with Daddy on the journey to Worthing and, of course, the program in Worthing. And it's very lovely that they've got a hotel about a minute and a half away from Baba's house where they're going to start having regular programs. They've been having regular programs every month for the past year, but this is a minute and a half away, and the whole room was packed. And Daddy was just amazed. 48 hours they'd got the program together. And so it was really amazing. So it just seems that wherever one goes, there are souls just thirsty, waiting for Baba's knowledge and love. But what I want to share is something that Daddy was sharing in the car on the journey. And she said how there's a difference between... Okay, let's do the ceremony first. Thank you, Daddy. And so she was saying how there's a difference between suppressing something and then she used the word samana and merge separately. And at that time, I was so engrossed in hearing her, I didn't think about how I'd translate these words. I was just interested in soaking it in myself. I asked her what's the difference, but I didn't think about how to translate these words. Her point was, of course, when you suppress something, then that's going to be there and other things will come up, but your discontent with whatever it is you've suppressed is going to erupt and it's going to cause a disturbance. It won't allow you to fully grasp knowledge. It won't allow you to have yoga. And so not to suppress anything. That was clear. Then she said, samana and merge. And I said, well, is there a difference between the two? Because normally when we use the word samana, Jessu, we usually say merge, right? Yeah. But now she was, this is a trick that Daddy's picked up since last year. She'll use a Hindi word, and then the English word that we normally use translated, she'll use it in a different context. She's done that to us several times now. And so you have to think and churn, but how to translate this other word? So samana, okay, to put it in within yourself. And her point was that you're keeping it still there. And yes, it's not causing a disturbance, but there's still some mark, some imprint. But when you merge things, it's really finished, it's gone, and you can move on. And so there's no mark left at all. And so when you move on, then you're able to face the new situation with freshness. Otherwise, you're still carrying things from the past, and it's going to impact it in some way or another. So maybe that'll be the trigger for her to explain it further now. But that was what she shared yesterday. And today I take leave to go to Accra, Ghana, just for a couple of days, a few things to sort out there. And I come back on Monday, so I'll see you all on Tuesday. And then I have the amazing fortune of going to Madhuban. I can't remember how many people, right from the telephone operator to the brothers in Sukta in Gyansrova, Daddy's cottage, kept asking me, sister, when are you coming back? And I kept saying, October, October. You know, sometimes you know that this is your diary. Sometimes I don't even know about October, so I say drama. But this time I knew that I'd be going back in October. It was fixed, it was clear. And here's drama giving me extra bonus of going to Madhuban for a few days, especially with Daddy. So I was just thinking it must be decades since I travelled alone with Daddy. Because Hansa Ben's usually there to care for Daddy, but this time Praveena Ben's there to receive Daddy the other end. And so it'll be a fantastic opportunity to go with Daddy, my good fortune. And Daddy's blessings, because first I thought that when we were sitting here, when the phone call from Nirbhay Bhai came, Daddy was still meeting people here in the auditorium. And then, you know, she was wanting me to translate, and there was I on the phone. Who is it? I said, Nirbhay Bhai. So then he spoke to her, and he was asking her to come. And at that time, she didn't say yes to him. She said, okay, I'll think about it. And she remembered that it was a UK teacher's. She doesn't normally remember dates, but she remembered it was a UK teacher's. So, an hour later, when I went upstairs to see her, she decided she was going to go. She didn't discuss it. She decided. And then she also said, but you come too. And the purpose of going is, well, whatever else happens, but also to present to the family in Bharat, because many of the main brothers and sisters will be there, the Just a Minute project, because Baba expanded it, and rather than just a program for London or even a project for London, it's now become global, Baba said. And so especially if Bharat come on board, then that makes a big impact anyway. How much? 90% of the Brahmin population is in Bharat. That's about 10% that's abroad. So if 90% of the Brahmin world get involved, that's big. And so Daddy's thought was to share however much we've been able to sort out, there's a lot more discussions to have. And you're going to be invited to a service meeting shortly. I'll let Maureen make the announcement for that. But it's going to be an opportunity to meet the main teachers in India to share this idea. And I'll be back very soon. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Mark को ये पता हो.
Mark should know.
Diana मेरी बहुत अच्छी friend रही है.
That Diana's always been my good
Hong
friend.
Kong से खास उसको लाया था.
I had brought her from Hong Kong especially.
मुझे पता था उसको एक बेटा है, पर बेटा कौन है वो भी पता चला.
But I didn't know who this son was, but I know now.
बताती थी बेटा है जर्मनी में.
She used to tell me I have a son in Germany.
पर तो बेटा अभी माँ ने अपना पार बजाया, बेटा अपना पार बजाएगा, बाबा का अच्छा लाडला बेटा.
And the son is Baba's beloved child, and he's playing his part.
बाबा का बेटा कैसे हो, बहादुर.
What should Baba's son be like? Brave.
जो आज बाबा की मुरली सुनी ना.
As you heard in today's Baba's murli, you heard the murli.
हाँ. मुरली सुनी आज इसने.
That you were in the murli.
कभी मुरली मिस नहीं करना.
Don't ever miss reading the murli or listening to the murli.
मुरली सुनते रहना.
Continue to listen to the murli.
जो क्लासेस चलते हैं ना वो ईमेल में पढ़ना.
The classes that you hear from Daddy here directly, they get sent around by email. So read those classes and always think that this is your home and that you are going to Germany just for service.
तो मेरा घर है,
बाप का घर है. This is my Baba's home. My father's home, so it is my home. Then there will be happiness and intoxication about who you are and who it is you belong to. Jinti Ben shared news just in shortcut.
But a bit more clearly,
when there's anything that's suppressed within, it means knowledge also gets
suppressed. That is to say,
there is knowledge, but the happiness and the power of that is not in an immersed form. And then the conscience, the mind, bites. Conscience bites in a sense. And then other things go within the mind and you're not able to use knowledge and the face is always wilted and the happiness is lost. So it's the same as not having knowledge. Maybe it's better to not have had knowledge because instead of experiencing the happiness of knowledge, instead of experiencing the power of knowledge, you don't experience your own weaknesses. You don't see your own defects, but you see the weaknesses and defects of others, and your happiness is lost as a result of that. And today, Baba said, seeing others and listening to the things of others are the same as mud.
अपनी वैल्यू प्रदर्शन पर चिंतन
अपनी
वैल्यू कम कर देते हैं
इज रिड्यूस्ड बाय सीइंग एंड लुकिंग एट अदर्स एंड थिंकिंग अबाउट अदर्स
अपने ऊपर बाबा से जो मिली हुई समझ है ना
टू यूज द अंडरस्टैंडिंग दैट वी हैव प्रदर्शन से फ्री
कर देना ये है अपनी कृपा करना
फ्रॉम seeing others and thinking about others. And this is an act of mercy for the self. Though you see, don't see, though you listen to the things of others, don't listen,
अपने आप को संभाली एक से करने में क्या हुआ तेरे को
as Papa said that you are using the life giving herb to revive yourself
भाई प्यार से कहे मन मना भाव
and some brothers and sisters will say to you मन मना भाव that is direct your mind to God and to be grateful
दूसरा कोई बताता है ना तो भी अच्छा नहीं लगता
बिकॉज व्हेन नॉलेज खुद को मन मना भाव रहे ना वो भी नहीं And then you don't like other people reminding you of Baba or telling you to direct your mind to God, even though they're doing that out of friendship, you don't like that. Because something is suppressed within the other thing.
Drama ki itni achhi baat hai,
drama,
mar jo gaya na.
And whatever is past in the drama, that becomes merged.
Past ho gayi na.
It's past, it's finished.
मैं प्रेजेंट में सामने रखूं तो जो मुझे अभी संस्कार इमर्ज करने हैं संतान के
scars that I want to emerge of being a godly child will not remain emerged if I am thinking of the past one thing is the संस्कार the godly scars were suppressed
कहां
within
से आयूं, कहां जाना है क्या करने का है
they were not allowed to
कहाँ से आई हूँ घर से आई हूँ ड्रामा में नाटक में पार्ट पूरा हुआ है
I've forgotten who I am, where I've come from, that my part within the drama is ending. I'm now returning home. But when I emerge, all of these thoughts, those संस्कारs will start to act. The past is merged, it's finished. But when there is knowledge of the drama, then the scene of the past will not come back again. And the things that I want to do in the future, that is what's in front of me. Baba once said, children, don't worry about the future, but in the present, stay in remembrance. And if you don't stay in remembrance, the burden that's on your head will not be reduced. And that's my loss. The third thing is,
इतनी समाने की शक्ति अंदर बाबा के ज्ञान का समाया हुआ है ना जैसे सागर में मुझे और सब स्पष्ट है बुद्धि में
as if you're throwing something into an ocean the ocean has such strength
नदी में नहीं ताकत है
a river does not to that
बाबा
extent
मास्टर ज्ञान सागर में
and this is why baba says be the ocean of knowledge
या तो कितना जो परेगा
What does an ocean do? It either throws out the rubbish that's in the ocean
तो
with just one wave or things get so merged in an ocean deep within the ocean they settle in the base in the bed of the ocean that nothing can extract them out of there.
तो फेंक देंगा?
So the ocean has that power of throwing things out with its waves.
वर्दिंग में जाती हूँ बड़ा अच्छा
लगता है। This is why Daddy loves the ocean. She goes to Worthing and she sees the sea. It's lovely, and she loves the way the ocean works.
Time पर तेज ले रहे हैं, time पर थोड़ी ठंडी ले रहे हैं।
So, when it's time for big waves, then there are big waves. At other times, there are just ripples.
समालिया कितना कुछ भी दिखा
दे। There is coolness within the ocean. कहाँ
मरा हुआ मुर्दा भी होगा ना वापस नहीं आ निकल सकता।
Even if it is a body that's gone into the See,
कोई भी चीज है सागर में गई पता नहीं गई या
तो gone, it's gone. Either the ocean will throw things out or just allow things to settle at the bed of the ocean. So these are things that Brahma Baba said. You won't have to face things, you won't have to tolerate things. You won't feel, oh, I've tolerated a great deal. What have you tolerated? All you have to do is merge. And then, even by mistake, you won't cry. Nor will you need to think that, oh, I've had to merge so much. But if you haven't used knowledge and brought it into your form, you won't be able to merge things. And then the scenes that are in front of you, they will dance in front of you like a ghost. And this is why Baba says, either the situation will remain or the father will remain in front of you. Baba's face is always one of practicing meditation, always one of tapasya. Baba's face is the same whether he's lying down, sitting down, standing, walking. In every pose, Baba teaches us how to stay in remembrance and how to remind others of
Shiv Baba.
I want to stay in remembrance. I want to remind others of Baba.
We are pilgrims
together, travelers together, and travelers have a lot of love for one another. I don't know whether you have done that much traveling, but Dadi has traveled a huge amount. And travelers who are on a journey together, they feel a lot of friendship. And then after their journeys, they remember each other. We were together on that journey. People go on holidays and they spend a lot of money, and they either become friends or they become enemies, or this sort of things happen. But to be on a pilgrimage and to feel that we are pilgrims together, we are becoming pure and moving along together. Those pilgrimages are limited pilgrimages where they will practice purity for a short time, but we are on a lifelong journey, a pilgrimage where we have immense love for one another, and to the extent that we can give happiness, we give happiness and take happiness also. If someone wants to join us on this pilgrimage, then by all means allow them. But we are moving along with Baba and with one another. There were 29 dadis of the last 70 years. 27 dadis and two brothers. And three, four months ago, Dadi Kumarka's sister Kishni left the body. So these 27 dadis were from the original group, the foundation group of this yagya. So three of them, Buri Dadi, Bholi Dadi, and one other dadi did not come downstairs to Shantivan for the ceremony. But you look at Buri Dadi and she's so aged, yet she has not stopped cooking for others. The costume she wears, and she wears a long apron. She's always so clean and tidy. And she's brought into the kitchen in her wheelchair, and she supervises and Bholi Dadi, she actually engages in the cooking. And then it doesn't matter what she's cooking, you'll see her doing. And when Dadi Chanki went to see her in the kitchen, she said to Dadi Chanki, if you will eat a little bit, I will specially prepare something for you. And then that love and that power of Baba's remembrance is what's still enabling these dadis to move along. Just keep seeing Baba, and there's no nourishment like the nourishment of happiness. Baba says, my request to all of you is through the whole day at least spend 1 hour in sharing knowledge with others. And you know this is my habit. And even if somebody is taking the microphone away, Dadi will still want to continue sharing knowledge. And sometimes people don't prepare a stage that's high enough to be able to see the whole audience. And for an hour, half an hour, three quarters of an hour, to just be standing on a platform and speaking, some enjoy standing. And they love to share knowledge. But if you're not sharing knowledge, then what are you doing? Because I understand that if you're not sharing knowledge with others, what could be happening within your mind, within the self? But okay, Jyanti, when shared for a few minutes, but really think about these things. Let the intellect be clean and clear. This is the message Baba had given 4 years ago. Let the intellect be clean and clear. Baba asked one time, what do you do in meditation? And then he said, first I clean the intellect. Until there's cleanliness within, the line cannot be clear and there cannot be the experience of power. Baba says, if there is yoga, then there can be dharana. There isn't a connection of yoga. And you don't even try to forge that connection. And I see with some, they're not able to have that connection. And they don't beat themselves to make themselves have yoga. They don't make effort in that direction, in other words. And sometimes Dadi passes by Baba's room or Shiv Baba's room. And she sees somebody sitting in yoga or making effort in yoga. And I say, Dada Arjun was better than most of you. If he made even a little mistake, he would go in front of Baba, sit in Baba's room, cry in front of Baba and say, Baba, I made this mistake today and so I'm not going to eat. And we would try to persuade him to eat and he would say, no, Daddy, I made a mistake. I got angry with someone and he never would eat before the daddies had had lunch. He didn't have the intellect to read a clock. He didn't know how to read a clock. He was a little bit retarded. And so he used to say, if somebody can teach me how to read a clock, I would give them a silver cup. Yet he knew how to move along with the time accurately. And so he would come to yoga 4 a.m. in the morning accurately. And you ask him to sing some of Baba's old songs and he would sing one line of the song very accurately. You ask him to recite some Murli point and he would tell you very quickly. And he would say, yes, Baba said this thing, Baba said that thing. And you say, Arjun, sing a song for us. And he would sing any line of the song. From birth, he was a bit disabled in this sense. His intellect was retarded in this sense. And so his mother was not able to look after him. His family members were not able to look after him. But Baba looked after him. I think he came to Baba from the age of about 10 or less. And so he would come to Dadi Kumarka and say, Dadi, today I made this mistake. And he would always confess his mistakes. And he learned how to churn yogurt or milk and take out the goodness of that. And he used to tie string around the the post that was going out or the bundles of magazines that were produced. So imagine how much power he received from Baba for doing these simple jobs yet staying in Baba's remembrance. And so souls who are able to relate knowledge to others, their intellect becomes magical and they'd be ready automatically to share knowledge. But if you don't share knowledge with others through the day, how can you eat? And one time, only once, Baba said to me, are you having breakfast? And it's because I hadn't shared knowledge with anyone first. And so Baba said, have you shared knowledge with anyone? And so from that time, I would never have breakfast before sharing knowledge with someone. And near where we were staying, there was a park, a garden, and there'd be many passers-by, and I would sit there and share knowledge with people and then have breakfast. And so give time to having yoga. It's very necessary to give time to having yoga, making effort in yoga. And then check yourself. Have I had any impatience through the day? Have I felt any form of insult through the day? And immediately rectify things. So stay in your self-respect. always stay cheerful, because this is what Baba has taught us. And so we say thank you to Baba. So did you remember from yesterday's murli that we have the omens of Jupiter over us? Don't ever let there be the omens of Saturn over you. So in Madhuban, Dadi had clarified the difference between obstacles and eclipses. Obstacles come in front of us, and eclipses, they will never enable you to earn an income. In your study, in your earning an income, it is eclipses that over the soul that don't allow you to succeed. And this is why it is said that if you give in donation, then the eclipse will be removed. So not to allow any eclipse in my study or over the family, over the self. When do eclipses come? When we don't care about others, when we are not obedient to our elders, when we listen yet we ignore the good things that are being told to us. They think that the seniors or the elders have to listen to them, and that they don't have to listen to what their elders are saying. They're not ready to listen. So when an eclipse comes over the soul, not never coming in front of elders and saying, if there is something, some instruction or some signal you want to give me, then I'm ready to listen. And so, obstacles will come, cause an interference. They won't let you go. They won't let you be free. But for your stage to be free of obstacles, let there be complete attention that I don't become an obstacle in this yagya, in this spiritual university. Let me always be cooperative. Let me always be able to mix with others. For no reason should anyone experience any difficulty through me. So to keep your stage free of obstacles in this way, and always be the destroyer of obstacles. Let your stage be so strong that you are the destroyer of obstacles. Let your stage be one of a server. Your stage should be free of obstacles and one where there is unbreakable love for Baba, so that there are never any doubts and complete faith in the drama, knowing that there is benefit in everything, and to be strong.
Baba kitne pyar karta hai, kitni madad karta hai, kitni duaen leta hai kisi ko, usko apna bana karke jaise apne saman bana deta hai, apna bana karke jaise apne saman banata hai.
Koi gun nahi honga na, apne gun de deta hai. Equal to himself. Hai nahi koi gun. If some virtue is missing, then Baba will give you his virtues. He'll be so happy with you that he will give you his virtues.
Saath deta hai, wo kam kar
leta hai. Or he gives you the company of virtuous souls and makes you virtuous. God is so good, so good, so very, very good. There's no one like him, so at least take benefit from his company. Okay. Om Shanti. I'll just translate the song.
जानता है वो तुझ सा ही
belong to you. To that extent, the one who recognizes you, dear God, that one will always sing your praise. Everything else, all the limited pleasures. We have surrendered ourselves to you and renounced the things of the world.
Shanti.